Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate heaven sent evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brave.
Understand that it's the ability to hang in there, to be patient. But there's another thing about endurance. It requires someone to actually take an interest and investment in the preparation of the skill and its quality to be prepared. We often don't have the ability to be patient enough to hang in there and endure a process to get to where you're trying to go. When I think about endurance, I also think about the fact that many marathon runners when they are in a race. A lot of people don't realize that they don't stop. There's a water table and the water is grabbed and snatched as they continue in the race. Endurance. Many people don't realize that as the marathon runner is running, sometimes he will have to urinate upon himself while he is in the midst of the race, which most people would consider disgusting. The runner will even go as far as to defecate upon himself, something that would be considered even more disgusting. But they realize, I can't stop. I've worked too hard and too long to be in this race, and not only be in this race, but to win this race. And the race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but the one that endures till the end. That's lasting power. That's staying power. That's falling down and getting back up power. That's ignoring what others say about the having urinated and defecated on yourself in life. That would be us having made a mess of things. That could be considered very embarrassing, or one would be concerned about what others think of them and actually give up on themselves and cower out of the race. And even going back to the water table, many of us in life think that it's important for us to take time for ourselves. I'm going to stop this race for a second and I'm going to do me and take care of me. And no, that's not what happens with the marathon runner. They actually just snatch the water, and sometimes they're not successful in that attempt in order to hydrate themselves. They'll get as much as they can get inside of them and hope the next time around they can grab more, snatch more. But the important thing is that they realize that they can't stop. The endurance is not there if the preparation is not there. There must be many other races ran, and those previous races will bring about mistakes. There must be a lot of working out how one feeds the body to be prepared for the race, how one perceives the pain of the race. I don't know if you know anything about running, but there's something called a second wind, because your body will tell your brain that I'm tired and I can't go any further. And in life, this happens all too often. The pain of certain events can cause you to say, that's it, I've given up. Not realizing that there is a second wind. Only if you're willing to just keep putting one foot in front of the other. You've worked out, you've prepared yourself, you've exercised, you have taken the right precautions, you've got the right running shoes, you've got the right garments on, and you know that there's the possibility that you may have to urinate and defecate on yourself, meaning there'll be some embarrassing moments or some things that others will find disgusting, detestable, just outright embarrassing. But you have worked hard to achieve a goal. Are you willing to endure until the end to see it through? There are a lot of runners that don't win the race. They're happy with themselves as long as they know they have finished the race. One thing is for sure, we're all in a race, and we're all going to finish. But will it would be a job well done. Even Revelation 3 and 10, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation. And even prior to that, it says, I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open window, no man can shut. When you have your eyes on Christ, personal achievement. It's not even so much always about beating the other person, but defeating your mind, your attitude, your mistakes, your discouragement, your giving up. And therein lies the power of endurance. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think you already have it. Truth is a journey, not a destination. I'm V, the preacher. This has been 180 Degree Wednesdays. Thank you.
God sent music.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate heaven sent evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brave.